Hello and welcome to the Singing Buddha podcast. My name is Lucy Burns. I'm a coach and author of the book 15 Steps to Lasting Happiness. I'm also known as the artist, songwriter and music producer Lazy Hammock. In these episodes, I will be sharing my take on life from a creative and spiritual perspective, looking at ways in which we can tap into our limitless potential so that we are able to become our best selves, not only creatively, but also emotionally, physically, and spiritually, enabling us to navigate our lives and emotions in a more balanced and grounded way within this world, whilst endeavouring to remain true to our core creative selves. Listen in to either start or continue on your journey of awareness and expansion, stepping into your own rhythm and unique flow, where together we can learn to let go, allow, and just be, hopefully resulting in a deeper connection to ourselves, each other, and the wider universe. Hello, and welcome to episode 6, season 2 of the Singing Buddha podcast. How are you this week? Hope that you've had a good week. I've had a pretty good week. I think one of the things that has supported me this week, or in a way that I've supported myself, is I don't listen to much news anyway, but I basically kind of locked out of all news and all the things that I used to listen to that would inform me with things that I was interested in terms of news space or alternative news. And it's been so much better for my headspace. I mean, I do this intermittently anyway, but I think it's so important to fill our minds and our heads and our hearts with things that add to our lives, not stress our lives out or take away from our lives. And it's a constant effort, really, a constant effort to be aware, or to stay aware, because you can know something but fall into a default position of just doing because it's what we always do. So this week I made a conscious effort to not really go into my phone unless I really needed to, or I really needed to find out something. Not just have it there and scroll and do all those things that we easily fall into. At some point I would like to get rid of my smartphone and just have a phone with text and calls, because for me, smartphones have been the way out of the way in, rather than something that takes us inside. It takes us out of ourselves, away from ourselves, into another reality, which I don't think is always beneficial to our lives. Of course, there's loads on the internet that's great and enhances our lives, but there must be an easier way to be able to retain that balance, because when something becomes unbalanced or tipped in favour of one way or the other, we then need to find a way back to that centre point. I mean, even this podcast that I'm doing now is internet based, so I can't argue with that. My music, my songs, you know, on Spotify and iTunes and Beatport and all the streaming sites. So I'm very much on the internet. However, how much of what I consume each day is adding to my life, as I said earlier, rather than taking away from? And not only that, but how much is filling my head? When the cup's full, it overflows. Nothing else can go in. Sometimes I fill my cup and then the things that I want to go in won't fit because my head's full. So I won't go on about that anymore. A little ramble from me. It's actually nothing to do with what I wanted to talk about today. But, you know, It's just kind of where I've been this week and just wanted to share that with you. But thank you for joining me today. It's great to have you with me. So today's quote is, "If you carry a person, they've no need to walk. People will only grow from their situations if you allow them to do so. Rescuing someone from their own growth is not respecting their life or their ability." Now, I wrote this quote a long time ago, but it was after many years of rescuing people from situations, from things that I felt were difficult for them, that I felt that I could help with, I could be of service to. And I got it wrong, very, very wrong. I felt that I was doing a service for someone rather than a disservice. I felt stepping in and rescuing someone from their difficult situation was a good thing to do. And I did it from the right place. I did it from a place of love and care. But actually, is it loving or caring for someone? And my old Buddhist leader, she really helped me with this, which is where I got part of the quote from, because she said, rescuing someone from their growth isn't respecting their life. Because what that is saying to them by rescuing them is, I don't feel you are capable of working through this, but I am, so I will step in and take it from you. And so the more we rescue people, the more dependent they become. And then what usually happens is then we become angry or annoyed with them because they are dependent on us to help them. And it's not fair ultimately on them. We are taking away the opportunity for them to grow and to learn. Think about how you learned to grow and learn about things that were difficult in your life. I mean, I know in my life that some of the hardest lessons I've learned have been through really, really difficult and challenging situations that I've gone through. And if someone had come along and rescued me at every point, I'm not saying at the time I wouldn't have been happy about that or grateful, because I probably would. There were loads of times when I wanted someone to help me and step in and make it all better. But looking back and looking at those situations and what I've learned from them is what has made me the person I am today. Everyone in life is on a completely different path. There may be similarities with other people, of course there will be. But ultimately we're on our own path. Yes, we're connected to everyone and everything, but we are on our own journey. And what we think someone may need or may not benefit from, we have no idea what it is that they will face in the future. We have no idea how this situation and what they may learn from it may benefit them in the future. We need to have trust and belief in people. Belief that if we let go of their hand, it is because we believe they can walk on their own. We don't let go of people's hands to see them fall on the floor. It is ultimately our trust and belief in people that is the most loving thing we can do or give to them. Because I'm sure you felt it before when someone's believed in you or shown their love towards you and support, that you feel like you can do something. And quite often we don't act like that if we're rescuers. Sometimes we just think people will fall if we don't rescue them. It's like, well, if you don't want my help, then you know what's going to happen, kind of thing. And that isn't the energy that we should be giving out to people. I did this so much when I was younger. I kind of pushed my way on people. I thought that my way was right and my way was helpful. But the thing is, it was an escape from my own problems. It was easier for me to focus on someone else and their difficulties than my own. I needed a way out from me, so I offered myself to other people. And some people did allow me to help them. But then it got to the point where I'd be like, oh, why do they keep asking me? Can't they do it themselves? And then I learned a couple of powerful things. Not only about being able to respect other people's life, but also that people would still like me or love me even if I said no to them. Because that was an issue I had. If someone asked me to do something, I couldn't say no, because I felt bad for not doing it. I felt that I either had to do it or should do it. And I learned to only do things for people when it was coming from a good place in my heart, not because I felt I ought to and would be holding it against them while I was doing it. So there's kind of two sides to the rescuer situation. There's the saving people from something, and then there's the never being able to say no to somebody. Being able to say no is powerful, and so many of us find it very difficult to do. I've learnt to be able to do it, and it's truly impacted my life in a very positive way, and also has gained more respect from people. People know that when you say yes, you really mean it, but also people don't take advantage of you because they know you have boundaries, and you don't take advantage of yourself and wear yourself out to the point where you're giving, and your own tank isn't being filled. I'd urge you to look up the Cartman drama triangle, which explains the relationship between the victim, rescuer, and persecutor, and how if we feel that we're one of these, that actually we encompass all three of those roles, and it explains the way in which we move around each role and the effect that it has on our lives and our relationships. If I rescue someone, then after a while, I then become the persecutor because I then feel annoyed with them because they are not looking after themselves. And then I become the victim because I feel sorry for myself. It goes a lot deeper than that. It's very interesting. And it was first described by Stephen Cartman in the 1960s. So have a look at that if you feel that you fit into one of those roles and that you may move around the three. So for this week, have a look at your relationships and the roles that you play with people and whether you are doing for them for the right reasons. And maybe think about how you can really help and support someone, and in turn, how you can help and support yourself. Have a great week. Thank you for listening.
If you've enjoyed this podcast, please follow, like, subscribe, or even write a review. If you would like to support the show and make a donation, you will find a link in the show notes. Alternatively, you can donate on my website. It will be gratefully received. For upcoming courses and retreats, sign up to my mailing list at lucyburns.com. If you'd like to hear more of my music, you can find it on all major streaming or download sites under my artist name, Lazy Hammock. If you have any topics or questions that you would like answered or discussed in future episodes, please send for consideration to the Singing Buddha Podcast at gmail.com.
You've been listening to the Singing Buddha Podcast.